Good morning, everyone. It seemed like all last week was a re-examination or a bitter debate, in any case, of America's sense of where religion fits in with government.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, I think you've got the mosque situation, the Quran burning situation. All of that seems to have resolved itself in the short term, although it will revisit it again, I suspect, in the United States. But they're grappling with it in the nation of Turkey, and civilian politicians are thrilled with what Turkish voters appear to have done over the weekend. You heard it in the newscast. They appear to have approved a sweeping package of constitutional reforms. Part of it is about the long-running bid of Turkey to join the European Union. The Prime Minister of Turkey, Recep Erdogan, and Western leaders, including President Obama, are all calling this voter result a sign of strengthened democracy in Turkey. But is it? We're joined now by Omer Tashpinar, director of the Turkey Project at the Brookings Institution and professor at the National War College. He joins us from Maryland. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
So help us to understand how this set of reforms is a positive in terms of Turkey's sense of having a chance to join the EU, but may actually cast a little ambiguity as to the traditional, very, very secular approach of Turkish government in the past.
Yes. Well, Turkey, as you may know, is a country that experienced military takeovers in the past. So one important dimension of this referendum was to strengthen civilian leadership, civil control over the military, by allowing the judiciary to try some of the generals who were involved in plotting coups. So this is essentially why it's a forward step for Turkish democracy, in order to strengthen the civilian control over the military, and also in order to strengthen the judiciary and the ability of the parliament and the government to appoint certain judges to the constitutional court. On the other hand, people are polarized in Turkey. The seculars, the secular minority, the secularists in Turkey, who are very concerned about issues like the headscarf or overall Islamization in Turkish society, are concerned that the civilians we're talking about are Islamist and that they're basically taking over the state. But I personally find such fears overblown. I think that what we see in Turkey is overall a normalization, a democratization, and what people consider as major Islamization is often issues like the headscarf, the possibility of girls wearing headscarves so that they can go to school, which is by no means a very radical Islamist agenda, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, clearly there was a lot of enthusiasm on the part of the population. There was a very large turnout for this vote. And from what I understand, most of the 26 changes to the Constitution were things like expanding rights for women and kids and even the disabled. And it addressed protection of privacy as well. Was the population swayed by the argument that they needed to get into the European Union? Was that motivating voters?
Not really. I think what motivated the voters, as it is often the case with such referenda, is whether they like the government or not. This vote turned out to be not really about the proposals regarding the constitution or these laws, but essentially a confidence vote for the government. And as it often is the case, it's the economy stupid. The Turkish economy is doing really well, especially compared to neighboring Greece or the European Union.
But so Omar, this isn't a parliamentary election. These are constitutional reforms in a nation that traditionally, down through the last several decades, has welcomed when the military has come in to take over because the civilian governments were so discredited. What has changed in the Turkish electorate, do you think, for good?
This referendum was essentially about the constitutional amendments, yet people went to the ballot box with one clear idea. Do they like the government or not? It's one thing to ask the people to vote for something. It's another what people think about the government. And it's often the referendum is often something that turns into a confidence vote. And people, yes, in the past, welcomed the military interventions, but this was when the civilian government was not popular. And guess what? Today, Prime Minister Erdogan is really, really popular in Turkey because the economy is doing well.
Confidence with Prime Minister Erdogan, the confidence in the civilian leadership in Turkey. Omer Tashpinar is the director of the Turkey Project at the Brookings Institution and professor at the National War College. Thanks so much, Professor.
Thank you.
Taking a look at what happened over the weekend in Turkey, a set of constitutional reforms passed sweepingly.